As modern development speeds towards some of the last truly subsistence-based economies and tribes in the world, researchers are working to better understand this way of life. Two anthropologists from Kenai Peninsula College have been working on a project just like that for the past 2 years and recently presented what they learned in Soldotna. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
Blessing the Water seeks to keep it healthy and provide a suitable home for the salmon and other wild foods the villages and cultures of the area depend on. I learned this, and much more, at a presentation entitled Salmon Science, Stories and Celebration, given by Kenai Peninsula College Anthropology Professor Dr. Alan Boris in Soldotna. It's the culmination of more than 2 years of meeting and interviewing people in the native villages of Bristol Bay for a study commissioned by the Environmental Protection Agency. Here's Dr. Boris.
So this study, which is really Voices of the People, is to express how that culture operates today, as still operates today, as a salmon culture. And it focuses on the Nooshigak and the Kwajak rivers.
He teamed with Dr. Catherine Knott of KPC's Ketchumak Bay campus in Homer and asked just a few basic open-ended questions to gain a better understanding of how tribes there value salmon and other natural resources around them. They interviewed 53 people from seven different villages. Working through a Yupik interpreter, a village elder is asked during one interview what would happen if the salmon didn't come back.
That's our main food, you say we'll starve.
He said we'd starve. When we asked this question, we got some variation of that response. People did not say, well, we'd move away. Well, we'd eat something different. Well, we'd change. Moving away, eating something different was not an option. The depth of the reliance and the importance of salmon in their lives is reflected well, I think, in that response to that question.
Dr. Boris has been studying native culture in the Cook Inlet Basin for nearly 40 years. He says people in the villages where a traditional subsistence lifestyle has managed to remain the primary way of life simply don't view salmon and other food sources or the systems that support them as a commercial commodity.
People raise to the sacred that which is most important in their lives. Salmon and clean water are that thing.
This was just the first of three presentations at KPC on the cultural importance of salmon and wild food to the natives of Bristol Bay. At the next presentation on November 7th, local fishermen and educators will gather to share stories, poems, and songs celebrating salmon. And at the final meeting later in November, scientists will sit in on a panel discussion on king salmon in Cook Inlet. From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.